Welcome to the Lutho Podcast. We're here to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run with the Will, and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm Dev Hugh, and I hope I am doing a panel at Katsucon. If there's any staff listening, please accept my panel submission.
Yeah, people, we'll talk about more about the Blu-ray stuff in a bit. Although I think I need to clarify something from 2 weeks ago, Dev. Apparently, when I said I was doing better, people were like, oh no, Mark, you sound terrible. Are you okay? You said you're better. Did you get over being sick? I wasn't sick. I had been injured. That I sounded terrible was completely unrelated and only started like 20 minutes before the podcast 2 weeks ago. I sounded great all day, and then right before the podcast, my throat just started to kill me.
Yes, and that's why one of the reasons why we went really fast.
Yes, that was
you were dying, I was dying.
No, but that's the funny thing. That was completely unrelated to me saying, oh yeah, I'm better now. It's that I had injured myself right after the prior podcast. But I, for whatever reason, my throat just completely was like locking up last time. But yes, I'm fine. And in fact, when I woke up the next morning, I was fine also. So, man, it was a busy
so
2 weeks. It was a busy 2 weeks for Digimon stuff.
So much shit. My God.
It's funny because we really are in what should be like dead time.
Should be. Not.
Well, no, but like, do you remember after like Savers finished airing and then a bit later we got Data Squad and then like there would be months where there was nothing Digimon happening.
Now, yep, no pop-up drops, no merch, no comics,
now,
fucking nothing.
Now, even if you remove the card game, which I was planning to talk about, we're still getting tons of stuff. So let's go ahead and
start. Tons of stuff that wants our money.
So first up, Liberator. The English web novel chapters did not go up at the same time. They went up a week later. We still don't know why. A lot of people wondered if the chapters were hard to translate. I would guess that they were waiting for the cards. Because they put those
that
up.
That does
as,
make no sense.
They put those up as part of the chapters. I would guess that, because, you know, they've also sped up the English card release to get to the synced releases. So I'm betting they just had to speed up and get those previews ready.
So, yep, that way they're accurate for the final release.
So we have 4 chapter segments went up. 5.1 Altea, 5.2 Shinjuku Giant, 6.1 Oasis, and 6-2 Unchained.
There was so much to read.
So the interesting thing was they do a lot of exposition at the start, which feels a bit odd for Liberator because it hasn't necessarily gone overboard with that.
And, it feels more like speakers.
And then, am I wrong, or is this when the first time they've mentioned that Cool Boy discovered Lacuna and did the initial setup stuff? I don't think they framed him as being quite that important before, did they?
Like, I feel like they mentioned it during, like, the one GM meeting.
Okay, maybe, And then Espeon has just shown up in literally everything since he's been introduced.
He's just there.
Then also Altea, our digital tamer character, maybe a bit on the nose where they like refer to him as like people are like, oh, he's like a tokusatsu hero.
Dramatic pose.
Yeah. Then we get, you know, they frame him as being interested in the real world and they go to like a digital Shinjuku. They play off with Yao being his mom a bit since she made him. They also weirdly point out that Makuinomon's actually quite weak. And the halves don't even seem to be fused together that well.
The way they were playing it up initially, it's like, oh, wow, this is a big, terrifying problem Digimon.
Well, no, that's the thing. That's the thing. If you flash back to the other stuff, it was that just they were just showing up. They never actually qualified it as being that, like, bad. It was just that it was confusing, I think.
Not a threat and annoyance, apparently.
Now, the chapters also on it, like, we get lots of chunks on smaller things, and then they drop big news and then move on, like Unchained is a natural occurring digital life form, and then they, like, move on from it pretty quickly. Then we get a new character, and then all of a sudden, they reference Chimeramon raging. Oblivimon almost like gets glossed over, but then hey, it's Mugadramon and Millenniummon, and hey, look, now it's Invisimon.
Oh,
And then they bring up McQueenamon probably not being a composite. This was an actual interesting thing for me. They point out, like, if you look at Chimeramon, who's a composite, if you look up Deltamon, who's a composite, that they work better at higher levels, basically. So, like, Chimeramon is a put-together Digimon. Deltamon is kind of not put together all that well. It's sort of just heads. And they kind of go...
Deltamon's kind of weird.
And they kind of go that, could McQueenamon actually be a composite? Or is it just what it is? And then, weirdly, I didn't mind the exposition for the desert, and I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because we get the exposition, then immediately it's like, oh, Yuki and Ipmon, who... Have they, like, they've cameoed, but they haven't actually shown up all that much. It's hard for me to remember because we only get these every 3 months.
Yeah, I feel like I'd have to go back and reread a whole bunch of them, like, back to back.
Yeah, just
because, like, the huge gap between them.
Yeah, then we get some detailing of comic stuff. You know, it details Shoto and Arisa joining the team, which... helps with that connection. Then all of a sudden we get weird, like, extended exposition. They have characters sitting down and talking things through, which I actually like because it feels like everyone's getting on the same page.
Yeah, they're not just doing separate things all the way over there somewhere.
And then this is where the parts one and part two going up together kind of feels off, because part two kind of jumps to an entirely different thing where it's all of a sudden just Kingdom Hearts. Where, like, they're introducing Unchained, and it's like, it's dark, no light. Then she goes over everyone, how they'd feel, that they don't feel... It has a weird disconnected feeling from it. They point out
Xehanort.
They point out a lot of stuff about Unchained, and then it's sort of... They give us the kind of origin of McQueenamon, and then they frame it at, like... Unchained's like, cool boys trying to save the Digimon, but won't save enough, and they'll be able to save more, but not all of them. They hide McQueenamon data inside of a Wormmon, Wormmon is good nostalgia. There's only one reason to pick Wormmon. It's because there's been a few memorable Wormmons.
They are precious, and we love them.
And the weird thing was, when I was finishing this, I'm like, it's like weird. It feels like it's the end game. And then it's like, oh, when you think about the actual, like, lineup, the next batch actually could be it.
The, like, fuck knows.
Like, it's weird. It could be it. But they've also kind of vaguely been hinting that we might get a second year of Liberator. I'm very curious.
I think it also really depends on the card game itself.
Well, I guess the question is, what benefits the card game most at this point? One, continuing Liberator, stopping Liberator and doing another original story in some other formatting, or three, if we're just going to get some sort of ongoing anime, then you don't need a Liberator to some degree.
Liberator anime solves all the problems.
I don't know if it does, especially how much of an anime do you think Liberator could support with what exists?
I mean,
maybe 13 episodes?
Decently.
Although I suppose you could cheat and, like, take a break halfway through and then start doing novel stuff.
You could also really, really milk the card game tutorial scenes.
I mean, look
at Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, I don't know if that will work in this age of often stuff is shorter. Like, I think, like, it's easy to kind of forget that, like, Adventure 2020 and Ghost Game both ran for 67 episodes. A lot of anime does not get long runs anymore. Like, they're designed to be short. That both of those got basically the longest runs, if you don't count some of the weirdness with Hunters, is actually interesting. But we will see. And then, oh man, Dev, we forgot. There's so much Liberator. There's also the comic. I started off being very confused here on if I had actually forgotten comic stuff.
Like, wait, did I miss a chapter?
No, and that happened to me. I was like, weird. Did I know Zafagamon was available? I don't. And then it's explained a few pages later. And then I think the best art in this one, though, is Yao being confused about the new cards. And then they don't reveal Owen's new Digimon, but also they don't black them out enough so also you can, like, clearly see them. And
oh, this is some edgelord S&M bullshit.
And Shoto gets a compliment, sort of. And then I like closest partner taking a shot at Shoto. That is basically like the theme of Liberator, isn't it? Is everyone taking shots at Shoto. And we end with the grand entrance of Pyramidimon.
Which looks so fucking cool.
That was a good introduction. And we will see what pops up next time. And then a few days ago, we had site downtime as we did software updates. Still getting used to some of the... Most of the changes are weird behind the scenes. I think the most forward-facing one, minus some colors we tweaked, is if you see a thumbnail in a thread and click it, it weirdly goes full screen weirdly faster than it used to.
Zoom.
Like, it used to be like, it'd be half a second. Now it, like, flies up. It's weird. But nothing super. It was just stuff that needed upgrading. And then, while it's not out till next month, Crunchyroll has begun to ship Digimon the movies on Blu-ray. And I'm not releasing any tension until so many people have it that it's, you know, done. But seeing people watching, soon people being happy. Yes, soon I will be able to release gobs of tension that I've been holding for years at this point in some aspects.
You're just going to finally break down and implode.
Basically, yes. Very happy people getting it, and people are enjoying it so far. I'm looking
Look, if they don't, we can make it like the end scene of Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back and just individually fly to all of their homes and
beat
the shit out of them.
Nah, I think people are happy. Everyone that I've seen so far is happy. It's just first day people getting it, it's like, oh man, it's wild to think. Especially since you got subbed, the new dub, Digimon the movies there, some extras that I'm letting people discover on their own. It's just exhausting to think about, to be honest. If you get
it, so much work for so long.
If you get it, let me know. Let me know what you think. I'm very excited to hear, because a lot of work from a lot of people. We'll have plenty more to say about it around the release date. And then, oh man, we just keep getting news.
So much.
So there were two interviews with Hiromi Seki,
which is always interesting.
Yes. A lot of it is her overall career, different thoughts. I like how she points out the primary rival of Digimon Adventure is not Pokemon, it's Digimon Adventure. because the first show was received so well and continues to be received so well, you have to find... Also, remember, like, these interviews were before they announced Beyond. The cheeky fucking answer of, you have to find a way to go beyond Digimon Adventure for Digimon Adventure. It's like, oh, that's some cheeky bullshit. Like, like sliding the name in there. And then she talks about how, you know, there's a new producer there. They appear to be talking about, like, a planning room, which Digimon's had before at Toei. But it's been a while, so we will see what happens. It's the type of interview stuff that people need to read themselves, really, minus a few details, because there's some interesting stuff. But yeah, it is just exhausting how much news we're getting. And, like, the thing about this interview is it's almost like threatening that it's not going to stop. and then
we will never have rest.
In Terrymon Assistant Lab, he gets a meeting with Toei and Bandai because they hit 50,000 subscribers, where he goes over his dreams that he would like Toei and Bandai to make come true.
I mean, I am all down with Terrymon's dreams. It's like, I would also like your dreams to come true.
The funny part is some of them are clearly like gags, but some are real, and I would like to see, like, if we get any of the merchandise.
It's like, it would be so easy. Yeah. So easy.
No, and that's one of the arguments Terrymon made. The one thing, we did not put up the second Terrymon Assistant Lab because they did not put it up in English yet. So hopefully we'll have that for next time. I'm still trying to decide if in the future, if they don't do it, do I just put it up when it's up in Japanese, or should I wait till it's in English? It feels like I should wait, don't you think so?
Makes sense to wait, just because, like, it's not like someone is going out of their way to, like,
no, I yeah.
Subtitle these, yeah.
And then, what a Koji Kotaro. So first they announced a live stream for November 13th to announce everything for it. And I have to be honest, the live stream was a bit much. Like, here's the thing, I did not watch it live, but when I pulled it up to get the news, I'm like, what do you mean this is an hour and 40 minutes?
Damn.
So they went over who the singers and guests would be. They also announced one that was announced before, Hiroshi Kitadani, who most people know who sings We Are from One Piece. It appears he is not going to be at the event, but he did it. He recorded a song. They announced the performing band for the event, which some of these we've seen before at Digimon events, like Imajo from Psychic Lover. He's been at a lot of Digimon stuff. Everyone else are people very good at what they do. And then they announced these songs, which, oh man, did you look through the list, Dev, or do I get to tell you?
Yes. I actually managed to look through the list a little bit earlier. Yeah.
We won't go over the full list, but some of the interesting ones, like the first one was a song that has nothing to do with Digimon or Wada Koji at all, until he's the one who composed it. And she actually mentioned on Twitter, like, this song is not associated with Digimon, it's that he wrote the song. I'm trying to look at, like, I'm looking through the list, like, what are the standout ones? I think Yodo Kazama doing Seven makes sense. What makes sense for me?
So are these going to be on the CDs, or is this only at the live performance?
Okay, so they've gone and recorded all these for studio recordings. They will sell them digitally and in CDs, which we'll get to in a minute. But these will be performed live at the concert, except the one from the One Piece guy, which is why he's not in the list for this. I feel like the most obvious one is... Is it Impmon / Beelzebubmon singing Biggest Dreamer?
I don't know. I was thinking of Junko Takeuchi doing Fire.
That too. I can never remember in my head. See, I always forget in my head that she wouldn't be singing in character. Because my brain keeps going, she would sing in character as Gomamon, which wouldn't even be the character to do, but is where my head is going.
Yep.
Let's see. But yeah, it is a very good lineup. And then, so Stuff to Buy, they announced digital albums, which will be two of them released on December 5th, which is a month before the concert. Each gets half the lineup.
Okay.
Then there'll also be, a month later, will be Best of Wada Koji albums. It's worth mentioning, a lot of this stuff is baseball themed, and he was known to love baseball.
I can absolutely see the baseball influences on the covers.
Yeah, they're not even hidden, to be honest. Then, at the event, those albums will be sold in physical form. They also have a baseball jersey, various shirts, muffler, towel. Am I wrong, or does this pen light have way more colors than we're used to? Or do I just, like, ignore pen lights? It has 14.
You usually have, like, a function to have, like, at least, like, three colors or something.
Yeah. There's acrylic cards, can badges, tote bag, Tiki keychains. What I like is the acrylic cards where they're the long-form covers from some of his albums, the photo covers.
Okay, I see those.
Yeah, like, I love those. Song lineup's good. Some good non-Digimon choices. I love that they're doing his Transformers theme, which was a really good theme song.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Oh, it's very good.
I'll have to go look it up afterwards.
Yeah. And then Ayumi Miyazaki posted a new version of Break Up to celebrate the 25th anniversary of his career and Digimon, which sounds good. There are also photos from some of his concert events, including some of them that I don't know if we ever saw photos of. Do you remember, like, it was like 5 years ago, they did like a Christmas concert on that weird futuristic boat that goes around the bay?
We're seeing photos of it.
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't
about it afterwards.
I don't remember if we ever saw photos from inside that. I know we saw photos of it floating along on the bay, but one of the photos in there is clearly from that thing, so that was neat.
Yeah, I only remember seeing like a photo like of like the exterior of
the boat. Yeah, and it's like a silver UFO looking thing.
That's a choice.
And then Digigift. I love the Savers theme for this one. Yoshino and Lalamon with music. Although I do think the funniest thing is
that her and Yoshino actually got some attention.
I was going to say, for me, my favorite part is when they try to pose Lalamon, who like barely has arms and legs.
She's an orb.
Yeah. I do think one thing they need to get to, though, is they need to get back to posting these on like the first day of the month. Like getting
halfway through.
Getting a calendar on the, what was this, the 14th, I think? Like that, like...
Didn't they do the October one, like, at the end of the
to
month?
To be fair, that one they made clear that there was... That one, they're like, there are circumstances, and that's also why there's no new art. So it may just be that they're behind by a bit, and they'll get caught up at some point. And then, hey, Dev, it's source code again. In fact, did they not announce source code, like, around when you'd been on the podcast for a year? No, here's the thing. When I was putting together the article, I'm like, I actually have to make a list of every time I've written about it because I've lost track. So in late 2021, they announced it. Then when 2022 hit, we got a New Year's art piece about it. A few months later, data on the social media pages suggested it had been canceled and the official site was gone. A few days later, it was updated again, and it was likely just an early alpha ended, so they pulled the site and everything. Then half a year ago, earlier this year, new website, story updates, video clips, renders, some new, some going back to the original announcement, and they were taking signups for a proper beta. That has now launched.
Honestly, just kind of looks like shit.
So it's weird. So I have a few different thoughts on this. So first, the short little trailers are Digimon Adventure Partners and whatnot. Data from the beta suggests... Well, one problem is extracting data. Sometimes doesn't end up being the full game. So, like, data extracted so far, I'm pretty sure I saw, like, there were spots for over 800 Digimon, most of which with actual name labels. It's like, I don't know if I expect it. As for the stuff itself, one, the model quality is nice, but the lighting is so bad that you couldn't tell. Like, the lighting is horrendously bad. It makes everything... You know what it reminds me of, Dev? It doesn't happen as much anymore. Do you remember when people would be like, I've learned Unreal Engine 3, and I've made Mario look better than Nintendo? And then people would clown on them going, Nintendo, hire this man.
Yes.
It looks like that, doesn't it?
I'm just having war flashbacks to, like, Newgrounds.
But then it gets weirder. So looking at the screenshots and the videos, I kept thinking to myself one thought in particular. It's like, but I didn't play the game, so I don't know if I'm right. And then I saw other people mentioning, like, oh, maybe I'm not imagining it. Does the game... Maybe it's just the limited gameplay I've looked at. Does it weirdly look like Digimon Encounters, which was the two Chinese mobile games ago that no one liked?
Yeah, and that Blukomon came from, and it just...
No, but here's the thing. Everyone liked Blukomon from the game. But when they said they were...
I don't know anyone actually played the game.
But, like, no. We did hear from Chinese game players from it, like, oh, we're not going to miss Encounters. New Century looks nice. Now, I'd say with New Century, there's nothing that interests me about New Century outside of New Digimon. Yeah. Like we even told AR, there are some people who are, like, legitimately upset we're not getting this. And AR's reaction was basically not quite laughing, but, like, the text version of laughing. Because the interesting stuff about these gacha games are potentially twofold. One, new Digimon or Digimon models, which we'll get to see anyways. And two,
honestly, that's the only thing I care about.
And two, potentially the story. Like, Rear Eyes had a neat story, but most people didn't play it. Most people just jumped out. New Century, I haven't heard anything that suggests the story's good. Maybe we've just missed it, though. Like, I don't know. There's just so many good games. I just can't imagine, like, being sad that I can't blow money on gacha. Dev, are you sad they won't gacha your money?
I'm absolutely heartbroken.
Are you heartbroken that I made that joke?
Yes.
And then, back to New Century, we got a teaser for a Digimon based on Chang'e, Goddess of the Moon. We also got to see the final design a week later. So we don't know the Japanese/English name yet. The Chinese name would translate roughly to Hengimon, Chang'imon. We don't know what it will be yet because it's a character that can have multiple names based on, I would guess, Hengimon. probably, based on what we've seen. First off,
sometimes we're surprised.
So here's the thing. A lot of people, they saw the cylinder like, it's just going to be Dianamon. And it's very much not. It's a very nice design, I think.
From the tiny preview before I managed to actually read the text that said New Century, for just a flash moment, I thought it was Fumbimon's ultimate.
Isn't that Queen Bimon?
Yeah, that one.
But like, this looks neat. I like very much like the Toku Hero vibe to it, honestly. The moon blade thing is a bit too easy, I would say, because like that is also a Dianamon thing. Although I like the way it's held. But yeah, I'm...
Yeah, it's more like a boomerang kind of thing.
Yeah. But yeah, very good design. I'm really looking forward to the profile art of this one. And then, more Metapods, more power. So Dukemon was released. We also got to see the Crimson Mode. We also got to see the little story event thing they're doing for him. We also got an interview.
So
they also did an interview with Tuga, who's the artist who designed all the Digimon themed Metabots. And they've done Digimon art for years, including in the card game. And they also talked to Unohi, the producer of the Metabot franchise. One thing Tuga talked about, they love the art of Asmaria.
Oh no, I'm just thinking of Metabots X. Just make poor Meta B.
Well, here's the thing. That's the funny part. It's like, that's what Asmaria is known for. But and like we've talked about it recently. If you look up Asmaria's art, including their art of Digimon who aren't spiky, they're so good with even like when they don't do spiky stuff. Yeah, so that is a two-part interview. Not going over all of it, but man, it's a nice, solid one.
Just go read it yourselves.
Yeah. And then, for those who subscribe to PlayStation Plus, Digimon survives there, so if you don't have it, or you have it physically and want it digitally, the premium and extra tiers have the game now. Not something I'm going to use, but I'm glad it's there for wider availability. Although it feels like it's getting clocked out being there with Dying Light 2, Like a Dragon Ishin, Grand Theft Auto 5, and The Sims 4.
They probably figured that they can't really milk it for that much more money, so it's like, okay, yeah, here's Digimon, look at our other stuff.
Oh no, I assume they're getting paid a decent chunk for that. I don't assume that negative at all, to be honest. I more mean it's going up at the same time as some like heavy hitting games. Like, I think anything, and I know GTA 5 has been there before, but it hasn't been there for a bit, that will clock it easily. GTA 5 will clock anything, basically. And then, Dev, time to stretch for cards. So let's stretch first.
How many?
Everyone in the chat needs to stretch also. Okay, ready, Dev?
Yep.
Marine Devimon. Good art. I like that it's like him around sunken and rusted ships. And I like they give him like a weird
thing.
They give him like a weird split mouth thing. Like his mouth is split a bit more than normal, I think.
Yeah.
I like that.
More fishy.
Petty Merimon. This is this fun art of him and a Mokumon flying down a hallway. Yep. It feels like it's supposed to be a ghost story that we're seeing from the perspective of the ghosts.
Cute.
Kalismon. Holy shit. He hasn't had a card in 21 years.
Fucking badass.
Up and down, I've been trying to decide how I feel about the head.
Itty bitty head.
Itty bitty head, and kind of like werewolfy.
Yeah.
But like, I like it. I just can't decide if I like the head. Partially because I don't know if it's a combination of angle, style, and size. It kind of doesn't feel like his head, does it? We've had so little art of him at times that it feels like different. And then
there's like not a ton of art to get enough perspectives of it to.
Okay, so let's talk about Penmon in the Icy Cave. So it's nice art, but I think the VIP is the top right Penmon looking kind of goofy.
It reminds me of when Yabuno draws a Patamon.
Yes. Yes.
Just gloriously orb.
Then Yukidarumon, we get Digimon, quote unquote, enjoying the snow. A few of them clearly are not. I think we can agree the VIP here is that Garurumon.
He's happy and sitting on top of the doghouse.
Let's see. Gilmon X. So this one I like because, one, stylistically different than art we've seen of Gilmon X. I also feel like the jaw being his head pointed more up makes him have like a more powerful head. Like, when I think of Gilmon X, I kind of
differentiates him from Gilmon a little bit
better. I feel like he has like in this profile, I feel like he has tiny bird head because he's looking kind of down.
Yeah.
This, like, it's the Jay Leno. Well, it's the Jay Leno of Digimon.
That's terrible.
But true. Gromon X, licking its claws before its attack, and possibly using a few different moves. It feels like this one caught people off guard.
It's a lot brighter than I was expecting.
Yes. So, Dukemon X, perfect time for Tyuga to do an interview. He's like, I love Asmaria. And then he does Dukemon X. And here's the funny thing. If you look at this, if the name wasn't there, I would guess a lot of people would think Asmaria did this. Yeah, because it really is a good, like, this really does feel like his style, doesn't it?
Especially the coloring.
Yes. Like, it's perfect timing to go, oh, yes, he just said that. Then we get Dark Tyrannomon. This one, kinda so
goofy.
I would say I actually like the leathery detailing on the skin. Like, sometimes it feels like we don't get dynamic poses with him.
Usually he's going rawr or and slash. Then,
so Metal Tyrannomon, it's nice art, but it also feels a bit basic for him, don't you think? Just like the charging
up.
He's just
there.
Yeah. Let's see what's next. Okay, Candmon and Merrimon. So Candmon, very detailed and a lot of particle effects. Merrimon is stylized. I like the look of it. It does come across as a bit like goofier PlayStation 1-y, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's because like how the head is sort of like shaped around the
it's
mouth.
Weird.
It has more like
I actually like costume. The style. It's weird because the style I like, but it's most noticeable around the face, which is probably where it's hardest to go. I like it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's a little too much, I would say. Death Merrimon, I have nothing negative to say here. This feels like just like a Toku finishing move or like a comic book finishing move, like a jumping punch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what this feels like?
Mortal Kombat?
No. Did you ever play any of the modern Donkey Kong games where you, like, hit the buttons really quick at the end while he's punching stuff?
Nope.
And he does poses? And he does, like, frozen punch poses? It feels like one of those.
That's funny.
And then Waymon. So this one...
That one's gorgeous.
It is. This is one of those times when the focus is almost not the Digimon. It's like doing like a fancy painting that the Digimon is in, and it just works really well.
Absolutely love all of the effects on the water and like the sunlight kind of going through it.
Oh no, I love the sun really comes across well on this one. The Plesiomon. Plesiomon's interesting because this is where it's like, oh, it ties, it's Plesiomon's in the chapter Chain of Liberation that this said is named. Did we know that that 8 was named that until it came out last week? I don't think we did.
Like we did, yeah.
No. We knew the card set was called Chain of Liberation. I don't think we knew the comic one was, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Plesiomon being in it was neat. Art here's neat. The problem with the art here is it doesn't stand up to the Waymon art.
Yeah.
That is the primary issue there.
After seeing the Waymon, it's just like, oh, it's kind of similar with the lighting, but also, oh, this is...
And then for some reason, have we ever gotten a Menacing Aegisdrumon art before?
Not really. It's usually just there.
It's like a big carrier guy. Yeah, Golemon. I don't remember if it appears to be doing Curse Crimson, which is its like evil smoke move. I don't remember if we knew that could come out of its mouth.
I don't remember either.
I think that may be new. And then this one people are excited by. Is this the best? It's not the first close-up art we've got of Bancho Golemon. It feels like it's some of the better art we've seen of him, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, because like the basic profile art is, I think, at a certain angle where it's not, you can't really see a lot of the details.
Yeah, we've gotten a card of him before, a modern card of him before. This just looks very, I don't, hero-y isn't the right word. Maybe piratey? Maybe Captain Harlocky?
Yeah, piratey. Yeah. He's like, he's like doing like the Captain Morgan, like leg up.
Yes. And then Megalo Gromon doing multiple attacks at once. This one's weird because I like the art. It also feels very basic mech. Like, am I wrong there, do you think?
It really is cool, but also it is very basic.
And then we get Barbarmon X and his attack, Seventh Jewel Rise. So Barbarmon X is weird because...
He's the ugly son of a bitch.
So when I look at the Barbarmon X, does it remind you of like old cartoon villains?
Yes.
Like Mumra. Right, like Mumra from Thunder... Vibes. Yeah, Mumra from Thundercats is exactly what I was thinking of. And yep, then
100%.
Then Seventh Jewel Rise is him turning a Digicore into a jewel and scooping it out. It feels like there's got to be easier way to get treasures than to deal with that.
Yeah.
Then Mammon, which really colorful image. I like it. I don't have much to say about it, though, honestly. Do you? I like it. I just don't have... Yeah. And then Skull Mammon, basically the same. It's weird. It's pseudo the same pose. Did you notice that? It's not exactly the same,
but it's
close.
It feels like it was, like, charging.
Yes. You know what they're going to do one day that's going to bother us less than card people? Do a lenticular card where it evolves. So it's actually two cards. And then say you can't use it in the card game.
I would buy that.
I think many of us would. But that'd be instantly like, you cannot use it in the card game. And then people get mad. And then Landramon, first card. I love this card. I've seen a lot of people not like it because it kind of doesn't focus on the design of the Digimon, but it focuses on one of their attacks. So I think this is a great first card for Landramon. I love it.
It was in... I saw the card before I saw the actual Digimon from the chapter, and it's just like, I was kind of really confused, like, okay, what's his body like? Is it like an antlion? Is it like Hedra? I don't know what's going on
here. It's Numamon!
Yeah. But Sandy.
I don't think it's as Numamon as everyone's joking it is, but I get the vibe. And then...
It gives you like a muck feel.
And then Progonomon, which I like the card, honestly. This is another one where it's like focusing on it stirring shit up.
Very kaiju-esque.
Yes. And then Paramadimon, which we've seen the art. That's, it's the part of the promo art, but... It's a good sense of scale and chaos, especially when you realize that those are like buildings down there.
Yeah.
It looks solid. Then we get a Tamer card for Close. I've seen a lot of people say the art on this isn't good. I like it. It mostly looks like the comic. I think the head
just
is throwing
people
off. It
has like a resting bitch face.
I've seen people say the head size doesn't seem right, and it feels pretty much like the comic, doesn't it? Mostly?
Yeah, yeah, I don't see what's wrong with that one.
Yeah, no idea. Then Zafir Kabas, which is one of Pyramidimon's attacks, which is turn your pyramid fingers into drills and just smash shit.
Yep, just go full fucking Gurren Lagann.
The only issue with this card is it's not as cool as the Pyramidimon one we just saw. And then on to parallel cards. First up, Dinomon. So here's the thing. This one is cool. I think this
I like
is where,
that it's facing off against Binomon.
Me too. I don't think it's as cool as it could be for a key reason. We've only known this Digimon for a few months, so there's not that much art of it. And it feels like this is like the pose we're getting his art for, which is Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem with showing it off now is they've just announced the Godzilla thing. So it's slightly less cool because it's like, okay, it's not Godzilla. And right next to him is Godzilla.
Like, he's trying so hard.
Oh, he's doing well. I'm just saying, he doesn't compare to actually Godzilla.
Exactly.
Then Ryutaro also gets a parallel card. I like...
This one's cool.
I like the, like, boistery type pose. And Tyranomon blasting fire behind him. Also, is this...
Really fucking
also,
cool.
Is this the best look we've gotten at his patch? I've seen people ask about the patch before, so I assume we haven't seen it well before this.
Yeah, before it was just kind of like really tiny. It's just like, oh, there's something on his coat. And it's like, oh, that's Dinomon.
And then
I think he likes dinosaurs.
Parallel art for Justimon X. Is this the best Justimon X art we have?
It looks absolutely fucking badass, and the lighting is amazing, and also
we get a cool,
it just pipes up the Metroid vibe.
We get a cool hero pose We get the Ishinomori cloak in the wind, which makes sense when you consider basically that Justimon's supposed to be Kamen Rider. Barbamon X. So here's the thing. This is interesting because it's like weirdly pseudo-realistic, but it's not as cool as the art we just saw of him.
Again, super ugly son of a bitch. Like, damn.
And then here, okay, so Gilmon X is a fun one because it's done in a very anime style. They kind of draw him more like normal Gilmon. And Impmon X is very clearly supposed to be that one Impmon pose.
Yep, I love this one. It's so fun.
This is going to be a popular one among anime fans. It's weird because when we talked about like how unique it made him with like the big fucking jaw, and this one almost kind of like shrinks his proportions back to normal Gilmon. Yeah. Although, frankly, I think anything works when it's not the like downturn nose of the profile shot. I think that just looks exactly. Metal Seedramon Ace, good pale art. We see him battling. I see Garudamon. I see Airdramon. I feel like I see someone else on the bottom left, but I don't know who. Or if that's just something else, I don't know. Like, that doesn't look like it's part of Metal Seedramon, does it?
I think that's part of...
Because you can see his... you can draw his tail of the whole body, so what is that to the left of where the ace tag is? Like, that's not part of Metal Seedramon, right?
No.
So what is that?
It looks like, the fuck is that Digimon that armor that's a shark? Oh, Tylomon. It looks kind of like Tylomon.
Okay, I think... Oh, I can kind of see a head now.
Yeah.
Let's move on from that, because we don't know, but I think you're probably right.
But yeah, rest in peace is Garudamon.
And okay, so this Aegis Dramon one, I really like it. It's rising out of the water. You can see little nicks all over it from like a battle. You can see the water splashing down. It feels like you need to like play Space Battleship Yamato music. Like it's rising.
And also it gives like a nice sense of scale to it, especially with like the birds in the background.
Yeah, it's just a solid one, honestly. Then early previews from the novel, from Bushiset 20. So we get to see Altea and his partner, who's Espeomon, Caprimon, Hover Espeomon, cards for the new Digimon, Oblivimon and Invisimon, and also, for some reason, Raidenmon. We also get that nice chapter... Okay. We also get that nice chapter image of Invisimon. And Altea with the Power Ranger-esque Sentai pose.
Yeah.
We also get the English versions of that from when that update was done. Solid art all around, honestly. And then we get the formal previews of the anime series 25th anniversary set. We've seen the art for these before. I like that since we've seen the art for these before, and they're supposed to have a nice finish, they actually do photos of them.
It does look nicer with the photos.
And I like that they found a way... to include Atmon, even though it's not in the card game.
Yet.
It does... feel like it's foregone at some point, don't you think so? See,
at some point they have to get around to
that's it. Why Gatchmon's there smiling, like, gotta show up at some point. And then, so this one was interesting because they announced it like a day before, and I'm like, okay, I'll post about this tomorrow without noticing the date on it. And then I get up the next morning, it's like, oh, it's opening right fucking now. In Arlington Heights, Illinois, they opened up a Digimon card game pop-up shop in the Mitsuya Marketplace, which is a big market mall thing. A number of people live near there and are going to try to go there before it's closed on December 2nd. It looks like a nice little corner shop filled with card game stuff.
I wonder what other things they're going to have in there.
I've seen there are sub-product displays and stuff, but... mostly what they're selling is cards, and then they have some figured promos and stuff like that. So, yeah. Then we have card battle stuff. They it has been a while since they've been to the studio. They did a episode of card previews and recommendations for EX-08. Then a couple days here, we got the first EX-08 match. And then that's it for cards. But they continue with the wave of stuff. Dev, did you look through the Dimmock Digimon Adventure 2024 collection?
And, I mean, some of it's okay, kind of cool, but so, the rest it's like, wow, this is kind of...
So, let's go over. So, first up, the Varsity Jacket. I looked at it. I was not really enthralled by it, but I've seen a lot of people who really like this.
I could do better.
I just don't think this... I just don't like the style, personally. I don't think it works for me. Then the hoodies for 80 each. Can we appreciate that the center Digimon in it is Gomamon?
I mean, he deserves it.
Then a wave of shirts for 45. I'm trying to decide which is my favorite here. It's
even though they're using clip art, it's like
some of it's lesser scene art. I feel like the Angemon shirt would be my favorite if the front image was better. I feel like the profile shot does not work there.
Same.
You know what it is? It would work if it were the activated Digivice, like the Agumon and Gabumon shirts.
Honestly, you're right. I can make better ones.
Then we have shorts. What's weird is...
Good thing to come out with for winter.
I think the Digivice one works. I don't know if the Agumon works for me.
Not really.
It's too busy. The hats I like.
You know what would have been better if they just sold the patches with the crests on them?
Yeah, but then they couldn't charge you $40.
Exactly, unfortunately.
And then the skateboards. So they have three normal skateboards for 90 each, which is a Tai Agumon, a Matt Gabumon, and then it's like a whole... I actually like the whole wave of the kids in Digimon. Then 100 100 for the CNC milled logo one, which... I remember on the page, like, yes, you can skate with it. I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, you could, but I wouldn't.
That's like, here's the
issue. You look at this, it's definitely a custom skateboard for $100. It's not meant to be ridden on. It's meant to be put on a wall, which I'm fine with, but, like, call it that.
But also, why would you want to put that on a wall?
Look, I have better stuff to put on a wall, but I could imagine, like, if someone likes skateboarding, they like Digimon... If they want $100 for a piece of wall art, I'm fine with it. Actually, one of the questions is going to get me in trouble with saying that, but yeah, let's go with that for now.
We all spend our money on...
Oh, no, that I believe that was one of the questions, so we'll go over that later. Don't worry, you'll get to shit talk me later. So actually, the pins for 20 each, I actually like these. They're a bit oversized. I actually think they work, to be honest.
The pins do look very nice.
I want to say, other than the first Tai Chi and Agumon one, these are all slightly more modern art, I think. Sometimes it's hard to remember. They do so much art. Like that Mimi and Palmon one, that's more modern art, isn't it? Or am I mixing up?
It's a lot
art?
Crisper.
And then for $10 each, air fresheners so you don't have to stink your car up.
Look, any kind of air freshener that comes in like that, the form of like those little dangly tree kind of things, never smells good.
Like... So what you're saying is we should go over the fragrances in detail, Dev.
Yes.
The group: Ocean, Agumon, Sandalwood. As I recall, Sandalwood's like the default whatever fragrance.
Which, it smells like a hamster cage.
Which Futurama mocked Sandalwood. Gabumon is black ice, and then they gave up, and Tailmon, Palmon, and Patamon are all bubblegum. I would like to know how the bubblegum smells. I assume stale, but if someone gets it, let us know if these are any good. Here's the thing. We mock them.
Ate old Big League Chew.
So here's the thing. We mock them, but it is actually possible to do all these good. It's sort of like... Have you ever bought coffee-flavored candy? Have you ever gotten anything that was coffee-flavored? It's always this weird, nasty, not really coffee stuff. And then if you get good coffee-flavored stuff, it's like, oh, it's actually good. It's just you never see it. It's sort of like, you know the strawberry candy where it's in like a strawberry wrapper and they're never good?
Yeah, it's like, this doesn't taste like strawberries, this tastes like lies and medicine.
But you can buy strawberry-flavored stuff that tastes good.
And I have.
Yeah, it's like that. Like, these fragrances do exist good, it doesn't matter if you do them good. If someone guesses, I honestly would like to know, like, for all that we're shitting on it, did they actually do a good job? Because they actually could. Do I expect them to? No, but I would actually love to be proven wrong on any of these. If you buy sandalwood scented Agumon air freshener and it's good, tell us. I would 100% love to be wrong on this. Dev, is there any scent that you want someone to get and tell us that we're wrong on?
Bubblegum.
That's the one that terrifies me, because we all know that, like, fake stale bubblegum scent.
Yes.
I would love for someone to go, no, it smells like bubblegum, but it actually smells good. And then, like, then after you tell us if it's good or bad, give us an update a month later. Does it still smell?
It smells like amoxicillin.
Yeah, it smells like pink medicine tastes. And then products from Annabirth. So first up, the Monchichi franchise to celebrate its 50th anniversary. So we get some crossover plushes. They actually teased this a few months ago. So we get a Monchichi Tai Chi plush and a baby Chi Chi Agumon plush. So here's what's interesting.
If you like both of those things.
So here's the thing. The baby Chi Chi Agumon, most people seem to say, is looking good, because it looks like an Agumon in a costume. The problem with the other one is it looks like something bit Tai Chi and he's ill. Because the problem is because it's not something we're familiar with, it's like, man.
No, I know what it looks like. Remember the first Jumanji movie when the kid cheats and starts getting turned into a monkey?
No, it looks like, I don't remember what that cartoon was. I don't remember. There was something where, like, a small character had big cheeks, but I don't remember what it
is. It doesn't narrow down, sadly.
And I just like to point out, Stark in the chat point out, Palmon didn't get a floral scent for the air freshener, which that's actually a very good point. And then on top of that, we get a drawstring bag and a pouch with crests on. Here's the thing. I like these. I can't imagine these are big enough to be useful, at least to me. Do you need a tiny
drawstring bag?
You don't want a tiny metal pouch thing?
No, I don't actually like carry coins around.
And then mini hanging skulls. I actually like the designs of these. And then they're going to do online only big ones of War Greymon and Metal Greymon.
Those two look really fucking cool, honestly.
They do, but do they look cool enough that after conversion after intermediaries also be about 100 each?
No, not that much.
Here's the thing. A lot of the stuff, like if we're up at Premium Bandai and we're $60, I bet they could sell a decent number of them.
Yeah, I would totally get one of them, or like the Anjuwamon one to go next to my Precious Gem figure.
Although the weird one is, and I didn't notice this when I was putting it up, so someone else noticed it late, I don't remember who though. They're all the perfect forms for the first one, then Wargreymon and Relgreymon, except Angemon's just Angemon.
Probably because more popular.
Yeah, it still feels a bit weird though, don't you think so?
Like, yeah. Like
if any of them were going to be adult stage, you think it'd be Angelmon being Tailmon. Yeah,
they probably went like the parallels with it, because they're going with just like the two-tone color.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And then we saw these a while ago. The new plushies are up to order from Bandai Namco Nui. We get the Play Charm Agumon, which comes with a little thing that attaches to it that lets you attach it to a cell phone as a stand. Then the big Agumon, who I feel like we have to say is fluffy.
Is the texture of the fur fluffy, or is it just like...
No, I will send you one specific image of it, which will make my point. I'll put that in the chat also so they can see.
Oh, okay.
Just so they can see it more close up. That is definitely a fluffy plush.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That has like a nice long nap to the fabric fur.
Then new poll. Favorite Digimon TV anime, final form of a best friend or rival character. I actually think they picked a good lineup for this.
Congrats, Metal Gurumon and or Beelzebumon.
Hey, show some respect. Beelzebumon blast mode.
Ah, yes, I'm sorry.
We also get Magna Gurumon, Mirage Galcomon burst mode, Zeke Raymon, and Hadesmon.
Honestly, I was like, who the fuck is that last one then? Because I completely forget Hadesmon.
Well, as I recall, Hadesmon is one where, if I remember, it feels like the coloring does not match what it actually looks like from the art, if it's the one I'm thinking of. I feel like Okay, Dev, there's only six. I think we have to try to guess the order. I'm gonna go, if at any point you disagree, you stop me. Ready?
Yeah.
Beelzebubmon Blast Mode. Metal Garurumon. Yep. Magna Garurumon. Mirage Galgamon Burst Mode. Zeke Greymon, Hadesmon.
I feel like Mirage Galgamon and Zeke Greymon could be a little interchangeable.
I kind of feel like that could happen with Magna Garurumon also. But yeah, that's about where my list is. So you're basically agreed, but you kind of think there's some flip with those two.
Yeah, just because, I mean, sure, Mirage Galgamon is cool, but also Zeke Greymon is still a Greymon.
And Zeke Greymon could step on him.
Exactly.
And then, time for the weekend potpourri posts. So first up, Tenyabuno put up a clean chapter for Story of the Royal Knights Part 2, that's out. They also put up a little bit of Wanyamon falling asleep while being read to, which great art there.
That's looking adorable. Yeah.
Then Ayumi Minato put up art of their process for the big metal Greymon scene of Paradox. They also showed off, like, they really want the, when you see Metal Greymon, for it to be really obvious it's Metal Greymon, and you can see them trying out different poses. What's funny is the first three all feel like they were, like, really inspired by, like, just pulling it right out of the cartoon.
Yes, or the opening for Digimon World.
Yes. And the fourth one works really well while having it look really menacing, like the breath and everything.
Honestly, it kind of plays like it could be, like, put together as an animation.
Yeah. So first up, they've been retweeting, they've been responding to when they can, even Stark in our chat pointing out they've been sharing posts from people. They did art of Commandermon and Hagurumon. They've also been having people send them requests for art, and they've been drawing stuff in their spare time of Digimon. They're not necessarily super familiar with drawing. They did social art. They pointed out they celebrated the Digimon Adventure Puzzle and Dragon collaboration ending. They said it was, they didn't think they'd be able to listen to Butterfly and Braveheart playing the game. The contrast in the hand size of Agumon and the little dragon's funny. They never pulled Omegamon or Diablomon, so they hope the collaboration happens again. See, this also is like, where we're like, who does this gacha stuff? It's like, oh, it's the people who work on the franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're allowed.
Then they did art of Electmon with a thanks overseas fans message. Basically, they're getting lots of posts from people overseas about how happy they are. They think actually even more than from Japan.
Aw, I'm happy for
them. And they respond to a lot. So that's been nice. Then we have reference book updates for Oblivimon and Invisimon. Invisimon really has the... So to me, it looks like a combination of two things. Are you ready for the two things, Dev? I don't know if you're familiar with both of them, but... Okay, so first up, Gator Robo.
I've seen some of it, but...
And two, Boss Borat.
That I have not seen.
Boss Borat is the joke sidekick robot from Mazinger Z. Let me send you a picture of Boss Borat.
Please do.
It's like a heroic...
Okay, yep.
It's like a heroic Boss Borat. So,
okay,
yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that reference.
But yeah, very solid. Then... Art of Violet late at night trying to raise a Digimon. That is just amazing art. And it matches her weird obsession style, don't you think?
Yep.
I like her crying about it too, like she's so happy.
My child!
Then let's see. Up next is Seiho917, who does art for the web novel, did art for each chapter. That McQueenamon art's so fucking creepy when you, like, really pay attention. Where, like, there's two of them behind her.
Like, ah, it is split right down the middle.
And also, Espimon's very excited about a can of Coke and an orange.
That is offended.
I feel like I've missed something from the comic to represent that. I don't know. And then art from Usagi Bochi of Altea to celebrate the chapter. And then a few days later, art of Yao Quinlan... saying November 7th is her birthday. And November 7th is also, they said also, apparently November 7th is Wisdom Day, so please do some research. Okay, good. And Stark in the chat point out that he assures us we did not miss anything. There just isn't anything having to do with soda and an orange in the novel. There's some reference going on, we just don't get it, which I'll fully admit. And then, for the second weekend, more reference book. This time it's Langemon, Progadamon, and Pyramidimon.
It's like, oh, I actually get to see how this fucker's body is actually built. And it's like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Arguably, that is a negative of the cards, but I kind of like that our first cards with them are just like these dynamic, crazy things, instead of just, we need the Digimon to stand here.
Yeah, it's like, as long as I know how its body kind of looks, like, okay, this makes sense now.
I keep thinking of it every time I see Progadamon. You know what it reminds me of? Toka, the snapping turtle from the second Ninja Turtle movie.
Okay, yep.
Who also has showed up elsewhere in the franchise since then. Every time I see it, I'm just like, oh, it's Toka. Where is Razor? And then the Toei Museum put up multiple photos of its board on November 11th, noting it was a fruitful day for people drawing Toei characters. There's a number of Digimon there. So let's look. I definitely see... there's a lot that it's hard to tell. But I definitely see...
small children are trying their best.
I see Koromon, Tsunomon. I see a little Toriyama. Pokemon. I see a Toriyama poop. That could be any number of Digimon also, but that's clearly meant to be a Toriyama poop. Do you see the little Gamamon? Which is above top Tokomon. Left. Yeah, there's some really solid ones here. There's also a lot of really small ones from little kids where it's like, that could be a Digimon. I don't know. But I love the effort. There's just so many things here to look at. There's so much. The most popular thing is definitely poop, though.
I mean, of course it is.
It makes sense. And then Ayumi Miyazaki put up images of the rehearsals plus the actual event for his newest concert because he's doing his 25th anniversary tour.
Nice.
I like when he does the rehearsals. Seeing him in the empty spaces is always interesting because they can also get some neat angles. Like the second one where you can see into the actual like crowd where there's no one there because it's the rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so this one's interesting. Kato Rumi, who I know she was in one of the big idol groups at one point, but I don't remember which. It's probably, I always forget the name of it, but the big one. I don't paint. The one that's random letters and numbers at the end. Do you know that one?
That's all of them.
Okay, that's a good point. She was one of the co-hosts of the Wada Koji event and a very hardcore Digimon fan to such a degree that Kakudo, when he came across her photos showing her history of Digimon, he had to stop and comment at one of the things she did. She's showing, like, all her Digimon stuff, which is stuff over years. And, like, you can see some of this stuff is, like, original 1999 stuff. Some of this stuff is from the last few years. She made the dish Mimi's mom mentioned later in Digimon Adventure, the kimchi fried rice with whipped cream and strawberries.
That looks horrifying.
Yes. Kakudo pointed out he was surprised to see someone had created that dish and to see photos of it. That does...
he must be so proud.
Proud or horrified. Or a little both, frankly. Yes.
You can be both.
Yes. And then the Metarot S Twitter put up the design photos for Duke Knight, which we hadn't seen yet.
It's I always like seeing those.
It's just such a neat design. I especially like, did you look at the lance and how it turns into another hand?
That is neat.
Yeah, that one I'm just like looking at it and like, oh, that's a neat little thing.
I was mostly focusing on, like, the little wing capelet kind of thing.
And then, so the 25th anniversary exhibition is over, but in China, they opened the Digimon Forever Young exhibition in Chaoyang Joy Mall in Beijing. It'll be open through January 19th. Over 100 production drawings, along with recreations of scenes from the show, photo spots, and whatnot. So this first batch of photos is, you know, flyers, sticker giveaway stuff, and some photos of, like, the trains in the area have lots of signage. Then lots of statues of characters and other stuff.
I wonder how big that Piedmon statue is.
I want to say... one second, I need to pull up the photo of it. It's, God, I grabbed too many photos. Where are you, Piedmon? Oh, there's...
it's at the top row.
I want to say it's about 7 feet tall.
I kind of want it, but also where would I put it?
It's just going to replace Dev's bed. And Dev's just going to sleep on the, like, she's going to, like, lay on that the pink thing.
Yes, I'll just drape across it. Oh my god, I'll just hang a hammock from it.
Yes. It's one of those things where we really can't describe it all. I will say, how do you like the Tailmon blow-up thing?
It's oddly kind of charming.
Now, am I wrong? Or when they had an event like 2 or 3 years ago, didn't they have an Agumon one of these? And they had it like 2 or 3 stories up, overlooking like a road or something.
Yeah, I think it was like at the front top of like a
building. Yes. Okay.
Like over top of like, it was on top of a building, but it was
like inside.
On top of it, like first or, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm not imagining that. I'm like, this is very specific. Also, the people in suits. We can kind of see some of the Beelzemon suit. We get Greymon, the Devimon. Let's see.
Vande's gonna run away to China and steal that Myotismon costume.
Yeah. But yeah, there's just the Ogremon suit. They also have the art that was on display in the art section of the 25th anniversary exhibition where of the images they were selling, the new prints.
Mm-hmm.
I love the weird, creepy Devimon room with, like, the big fucking hand. I'm just getting stuck, like, looking at stuff because this is really interesting, honestly. Some of these statues I look at, I'm like, are these modifications of statues we've seen before? The one that most makes me look and think that, where is it? Where in my list? The War Greymon statue, I feel like we've seen it before. I think I'm getting confused because they had that one based on the Digivolving Spirits figure.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting confused with that because that showed up in a lot of places. And then Wawaga Gag, who does Recollection, did a few pieces of art. So first up, they posted a Gajinka Wormmon having Paledramon and Dino Beamon figures battle each other.
That is so fun and so cute.
Then they posted an image of Greymon and Geogreymon from Recollection, and they posted that this was the kid in them thinking about having them battle like in Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Yes.
And then after that, they put up art of Masaru and Geogreymon, which they had apparently apparently reposting art. Probably they were reminded of it from the prior one. That is a very nice piece of
really
art.
Looks really badass.
Yes. And then another piece of art, this time it's a cool boy going to a restaurant with text saying people with rare names bewilder staff when they're called for at a cafe or restaurant reservations is not uncommon. Does that mean it'll happen to him too? A table for one cool boy?
Like, please tell me your parents didn't name you this.
Poor cool boy. And then Tomo01 drew close to celebrate the new chapter. They mentioned that their favorite is Tsunarizumon's perfect level. Look, we all love Ninja Turtle characters.
We do.
And then Usagi Bochi also drew close to celebrate coming out. I like his style when he does the minimal color stuff. It works well to stand out. And then it's time for questions. You guys in chat can throw your questions up. Ahead of time, we were sent one was, which version of the Digimon movies on Blu-ray do you recommend watching first? I recommend whatever you want to watch, to be honest. Like, what's the one you feel like you gotta watch? This is probably...
I've already seen all of them in Japanese, so might as well watch the dub first.
Yeah, I was going to say, better question for Dev, because I've watched them way too much over the last few years. So, Dev, new dub for you?
Heck yeah. Because I already frequently watch like it in Japanese enough, especially if I'm going back and trying to like look at stuff for like screenshots and references and whatnot, so... Might as well look at the new thing that I have not seen before.
Stark's question, this isn't really a question. He sent it in before. It's just funny enough to go with. Is it worse if his parents named him Cool Boy or if he chose to change his name to Cool Boy? I don't know which is actually worse. Those are both pretty bad.
Parents.
And then Diego sent in the question, it's 5 movies into Indiana Jones. Does that mean it's a bad filmography since it's 2 good movies, 2 bad movies, and then the second movie, which people don't agree if it's good or bad? Does that mean it's a make it bad or movie 1 and 3 so good it's good? So here's my feeling. Movie 1, very good. Movie 2, I'm fine with. I don't hate it. I don't love it. Movie 3 is great. Movie 4, I don't mind, to be honest.
Which one was that again?
Crystal Skull.
I think that one was okay.
Yeah, it was fine. Movie 5 I thought was horrendous. Like, I thought that was fucking terrible.
I've seen a couple of scenes from it just when my mom just happened to be watching it in the other room.
I thought the intro World War II stuff was neat. The rest of the movie I just thought was miserable, to be honest.
I think I saw, like, mostly, like, the end part.
Oh, I found some of that really bad. I really did not like it. I haven't talked about that much because I, like,
But I didn't watch the whole thing, like, through, so.
Yeah, I watched the movie, I talked about it a bit, and then I moved on, because who wants to stick with... Yeah. Okay. True DigiHoly App Labs asks, what type of bubblegum-type Digimon do you like to see be made for the card game or anime? A bubblegum-type Digimon.
One based on cotton candy bubblegum.
I love... That is so good gum. Oh, no, I got it. Oh, it's so fucking good. Are you ready, Dev?
Yes.
It's a super powerful Digimon, but only for one or two moves, and it's a zebra.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
But no, that's exactly.
The baby form is like little tiny squares.
Let's see. Is there any Digimon stuff you bought recently where you really wanted it, but you also feel like you blew money? Dev, you go first.
Nothing really, just because I've been a broke-ass bitch and I haven't been able to do that.
See, I'm pulling mine up so I can tell. I don't know if I said on the podcast if I got it. I know you know I got it, because I was like, I'm moving, I'm getting this, and when it comes, I'm going to hang it up. The 25th anniversary Kenshi Watanabe art.
Remember that, because it's like, you have a place to hang it now, so might as well.
It's like, yeah, I'm getting this. It's like, definitely overspending, but it's like, hey, I produced the movie, it's coming out, I'm getting this, I'm hanging it up. I want to do that. But also, it's definitely overspending. Akino Heavy asks, what design do you think they put on Godzilla V-Pet? I think, so we've seen the one Godzilla. After that, I don't know, like, do you think we get a spiky reddish one to represent Shin Godzilla? Do you think we get one to represent Godzilla minus one, or do you think they do other Godzilla monsters?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I was initially thinking they would do like other Godzilla monsters, kind of like with the Monster Hunter one.
Well, the one thing is it's definitely been suggested that we will actually get Digimon in this one.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's an equal chance it could go either way.
Or it could go both. You could be like, it could be here are a few monsters and then also two or three more Godzillas or, you know, whatnot. Then let's see. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the lineup for that one. It feels like it's going to be more interesting for us than the Monster Hunter one, just because the Monster Hunter one is a Digimon. It's a Monster Hunter game in the style of Digimon with a couple bonus Digimon in it. This feels like something we want, which is going to be Godzilla versus Digimon. Is what it feels like. We could be proven very wrong with that, though, to be honest.
So, but also, I love Godzilla, and I love Digimon, so I mean, either way, I'm a happy camper.
Yes, it's easier, because I own Monster Hunter games, but I've never played them that much, so it's just not my thing to be excited about. Godzilla...
Yeah, I've never had anything where I could, like, had the time to put into getting into Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
But I have friends who love it. And they're super fucking thrilled.
Look, Godzilla was super fucking easy if you had basic cable as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very excited about it. But yeah, then with the holidays coming up, will you be doing anything fun, special, different, or whatever?
Suffering. But that's not any different than usual this time of year. Look, I work in retail.
Finishing getting a house set up.
I'll probably just be baking and... putting together presents for tiny relatives.
Oh, that's nice. Yes, I'm
trying to earn as much overtime money as possible so I can go to a convention.
I have gifts for tiny relatives for the holidays. In fact, I had them before I moved. One of the things was they had like, not Squishables, but like a brand like them of the four Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
Let's see. This one will say, I don't think we can answer because it's like, what new Digimon or Atmon do you think we'll see in comics, novels, and then to the card game? I think they're clearly making new ones. It's just a matter of what shows up. I don't think it's something we can really answer because...
good variety. I mean, you had like the kaiju ones, the mecha ones, the kind of...
Well, no. I think they're specifically asking about like Digimon that aren't shown yet that will then make it to the card game. I feel like there's only one real answer right now, which is whatever, if anything, Mequinamon evolves into. Maybe? Who knows? Okay. Here's one, which is funny. This was a question that was sent in. I've seen a few people mention it, but not like as a question, just as a thing. So maybe it's the person who sent it in. Are there any Digimon you think would make a good Metabot for if they do more in the future? So I actually
love to see Demon Lord Metabots.
So here's my only thing. I think both waves look really good. I think too much of the second wave of them
look just chibis.
Yes. Like I really like the Dukemon one, but it also kind of just looks like a tiny Dukemon.
Yeah.
I would like...
It doesn't feel like super Metabot-y.
I like that the wave, like the Omega Knight, it's clearly Omegamon as a Metabot, but it is not just a shrunken Omegamon. Like, too many of the Wave 2 ones skew to, I really like it, but it's also just an NX Edge Digimon, and maybe they played it over its mouth with an Optimus Prime faceplate.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about the designs, it's just...
I like them, but they're not super unique.
Yeah. Wave 1 kind of just amped up that game too much for what to expect. Last chance for questions in the chat. Then someone asked, they were wondering why are people reacting badly to the Interstellar 5555 AI upscale, but the Digimon Adventure one has generally been responded to positively. So there's two reasons. One, if you watch the Interstellar one, we don't have a trailer for at the moment. There's been some screens, but basically just trailer. It's not really done well or with care. Digimon Adventure 1, there was a lot of effort to make that look good. I'm not saying it looks perfect. There are definitely places where it doesn't. But a lot of effort and energy meant to making it look good and being careful. The other issue is, part of the reason why there is not a good copy of Interstellar 5555 is the digital masters are in such poor shape that the upscale is making it more obvious. So, Dev, what do you know of the production chain for Interstellar 5555?
Nothing at all.
Okay, so it's digitally animated and SD like Digimon, so fine. So, animated in Japan. And then the master was a PAL conversion of that. And then when it was released in many NTSC areas, do you think they use the NTSC, or do you think they use the PAL?
They definitely use the PAL version.
And they converted it back to NTSC. So what do you think that looks like? It looks like a blended mess. Now, here's the thing. In SD, it's less noticeable. When you're doing AI upscaling, you have to be very careful. You have to try to get stuff in as good a state as possible. That's not fucking possible. Yeah, so...
it's like Whisper Down the Lane, but visually.
Yeah, it's one of the... yeah. There's this issues that making it so it's not going to happen. If you like the movie and a screening's near you, I wouldn't say don't go to it. I would just say have your expectations in check. Because here's the thing. The important thing is the music with the visuals. If the visuals are kind of poor quality, it's not the end of the world. But I can't imagine, like, they did it to 4K and everything. I can't imagine buying it, though.
Buy it, but watch on a tiny, tiny screen?
But I get that may help, but I don't know. Like, it's just, I'm trying to think in my head, like, what is the alternative that I could say this would have been the better choice? And it's like, releasing it in SD is not necessarily the better choice because a lot of people are just going to avoid it at that point. Yeah, so I don't necessarily have a better choice. God, you know what the most annoying part is? That probably somewhere the music distribution company probably has an NTSC master, and it's just a matter of getting it out of them. Like, someone has the animation, and then you could do something with it, but I don't know. Yeah, but...
it's a problem with digging up kind of, like, older things. It's just like, okay, what do we have to actually work with?
Oh, I'm when we're done, I'm gonna link you the trailer, and you're just gonna be like, why? Or do you want? Or do you want to see it right now so you can mute it and let people know what it is?
Link it, and I'll take a look at it later.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. But yeah, that's okay. Dev, what Wikimon article do you like people to read?
Super Starmon.
That's a good one. I can be found at With the Will as always. You can find us on the website. You can find us on Twitter, on Blue Sky. You can find me on those also. Dev secretly has them but does not use them.
Yeah, I just have them to be able to look at links that my friends send me.
Yeah. So we will catch you all later. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. See you in a couple weeks, and bye.
Bye.